Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 8:45, up 8 on the open. September, 8:56, up 8. The Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.99, up 8 on the open. September, 8.14, up 8 and a quarter. December, 8.35, up 13. July, 8.63, up 13 and a half. December of 2009, 8.80, up 9 on the open. July corn opened at 5.93, up 6 and a quarter on the open. September, 6.06, up 6 and 3 quarters. December, 6.20 and a half, up 7 and a half. March opened at 6.33 and a half, up 8 on the open. December of 2009, 5.97, up 9. July soybeans opened at 13.45 and a half, up 12 and a half on the open. August, 13.46 and a half, up 12 and 3 quarters. November, 13.32, up 10. January, 13.45, up 10 and a half. March of 2009, 13.60, up 15 and a half. July, 13.73, up 13 and a quarter. And November of 2009, 13.10, up 5 and a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 339.50, up 70 on the open. August, 343.50, up 350. July soybean oil opened at 60.95, up 75 on the open. August, 60.40, down 14. June live cattle opened at 93, down 10 on the open. May feeders, 108, up 12 and a half. June lean hogs, 76.40, up 27 and a half. And July bellies, 77.05. Unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, looks like we finally got that pop that we've been looking for, maybe a week late on this emergence idea, but there it is. The traders are paying attention to that, it appears.
Well, maybe we're paying attention to that, Dave, and maybe we're paying attention to the crude oil up at 129.58, new contract high today, still up over $2. So I think it's a little bit of both combined and a little bit of enthusiasm just looking at the macro markets on the outside and the planning delays. And looking at a lot of areas that aren't going to get back in the field until at least a weekend.
Yeah, we begin to have to parse these reports a little bit, Wayne. I was talking last hour about a WASDE briefing from May 9th where they suggested on that particular reporting day that this week, in order to keep the yield of 153.9 in play, they wanted an 82% planting threshold for Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio. They say in those five states you get a real high correlation to yield. And of course, if you do the math, you're at 65.6 versus 82. So 153.9, according to USDA, no longer in play. Where is the trade's mindset on yield?
Well, I think that there's a lot of differential feelings about that, Dave. I think if we can be there at the end of this week, we generally look at the, you know, it's coming up Memorial Day weekend, but it's generally 4 or 5 days later. And I think with some of our hybrids that we have now and everything, I think we can still stay very close to that if we can see 20% go in, you know, by the end of the week here. But I think that they are starting to subtract, you know, a bushel of the acre here in many cases.
So do you think the average trade mindset now is 151, 152? What is it?
Probably the 152 right now, Dave.
Also, you know, these emergence rates we were talking a little bit about in the big five states, top five producers were 23% versus 57.8 Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Cooler temperatures for the entire two-state region, at least the eastern Corn Belt, for the remainder of the work week. You wouldn't think emergence rates would be much higher, significantly higher a week from now?
Well, I think, you know, there's two things going on. Number one, we are supposed to warm up towards the end of the week, into the weekend. And as we look at that, well, we have to say that that's going to help a little bit that way. But the cool temperatures are definitely detrimental to fast corn growth or bean growth, depending on if it's planted there. We are hearing a few people in, that have had the extremely wet conditions and cool conditions where there is some emergence problems and there is talk of replanting, but not widespread, Dave. So don't, you know, we don't want to say that as a, an alarm type thing. I think that you just want to be aware of what's going on. But we're seeing most of our corn pop through the ground here. Got a little, you know, it's not as green as we'd like to see.
It's a little yellow.
We'd like to, you know, I think it's going to make it.
Will western Corn Belt states and southern areas of Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio move into beans and out of corn because of the slow pace there in their corn plantings?
I think we're going to see corn planting through the end of next week in most cases. I think that after that, then I'm pretty sure that we will see moving to beans. I did talk to a couple large producers today that we're going to put out another field of corn, but if they don't get it in by the end of the week, it will be beans.
How important do you think is this week's trade from a technical standpoint in terms of determining a trend that might play out for the next 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, it's always important to have strong closes or possibly weak closes to turn a trend that way, Dave. But I think the honesty of the whole thing comes down to the weather, and whether we're going to be able to plant the crop, whether the weather is going to warm up, and whether we see the large index funds exit the market.
Well, what you're telling me is look for a high volatility in the marketplace for the next several weeks, continuing what we've been going through all spring.
Nothing new.
Yeah, a continuation of that. Let's go ahead and look at wheat a little bit. It's been interesting. Been following the technicals for the last several sessions. You've seen that we kind of put a bottom in. And there's quite a difference in opinion among our analysts of whether that is a bottom in the short term or not. Where are you and why?
Well, I think there's a couple things to look at. We saw reduced rains of what they were hoping for and looking for in Australia. That, of course, is, you know, very big, very big. The wheat ratings decreasing a little bit as far as things go and looking at and how we're looking at along those lines. Another thing, looking at the soft red wheat and how good it looks in so many places, you know, is another thing. So it's a very push-pull attitude here in the respect of, you know, the problems of Australia and the very good crop coming on with the soft red wheat in the U.S., Dave. So, you know, I think it's somewhat a follower of the corn market here. And that's what we're looking at more than anything in our books.
Well, I'm wondering if this rally that we're seeing is short covering, or is it new longs coming into the marketplace?
I think it's probably some new longs or longs coming back into the marketplace, and maybe it exited before, Dave.
All right, turn your attention with me then for a few moments to the livestock. What are you seeing there today?
You know, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce. We've been had a sell off the last couple of days. We still seem to. Want to be keeping these livestock numbers and the prices strong because, you know, we are seeing some liquidation, both the cattle and the hog herds. And, you know, we look for some stabilization, maybe move up here just down the road.
What did you make of the cattle on feed report on Friday?
Well, I think, you know, we are seeing some of the reductions that we've been talking about. So, you know, I think that's, you know, one of the stabilization things that is going to keep the meats fairly strong this season.
Turn your attention back to the grains, Wayne, and let me ask you this. What are some of the favorite spreadings that are going on among traders at the moment?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of them, but they seem to work one day and not a next, so they've been fairly risky along the way. So, you know, there's nothing that we're really looking at right at this point in time.
Are you there, Wayne?
Yes.
There was a little sound in the background there. And before we let you go, what particular piece of advice might you have for hedgers at this point?
Well, if we would get a bounce back up in that 640 range on the Dease corn, where we want to probably be a seller, and in the same respect, we get a bounce down towards the 602, 605 mark, where we're probably going to be a buyer in the Dease corn.
And in the beans?
The beans, we're sitting on our hands at this point in time.
Sitting on the hands. Thank you very much, Wayne. You have a grand day.
Okay.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening Commodity Market Report. Mike Sola's two-state forecast today calls for a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. mainly in the afternoon. Highs ranging from 60 in northern Indiana to 74 in far southern Illinois. Mike tells us the latest computer forecast model is indicating another round of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. Heaviest rain would fall in southern Illinois and extreme southern Indiana, with little or no rain falling in northern sections. Then the warm-up slated for late this week has been delayed by a day or two. A blocking area of very cold air in eastern Canada means cooler than average conditions for the entire two-state region for the remainder of the work week. Mid to upper 70s and low 80-degree temperatures are expected in most locations by Sunday. Current lead options: July wheat in Chicago, 804, up 13. July corn, 599.5, up 12.75. Looking at the December for you, though, 626, up 13. July beans, 1356, up 23. And November beans, 1342.5, up 20.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.